This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The country's most powerful banker gets to stay on as both CEO and chairman at J.P. Morgan Chase. With the shareholder vote now tallied, 68% wanted Dimon to keep his dual role, despite the mess involving nearly $7 billion lost in some trades gone wild. One man who had a horse in that race, albeit a very small horse, is Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large for Fortune magazine. Alan, so you personally voted?
Right. I voted all of my vast holdings of 40 shares in favor of keeping the CEO and chairman together and in favor of all the directors.
I'm going to ask you about that, but wait, 40 shares. That's about $2,000, I think, according to my little calculation.
I think that's right.
So you voted to keep Jamie Dimon in those two titles. Why?
Because I think this whole idea that you have to separate the chairmanship from the chief executive officer is just nonsense. All it does is create another power center, another problem. And if you've got a minimally competent person, and Dimon is more than minimally competent, why do you need another level of bureaucracy and another person?
Well, some would say as punishment for making some mistakes this last year.
Well, everyone makes mistakes, including you and me. Does that mean they're supposed to divide our job and give us a new supervisor?
The argument is a check and balance situation. If CEO is about to go off half-cocked, maybe chairman could say, hey, that's not such a good idea.
One of the things that makes J.P. Morgan competent, though heaven knows it messed up, is it's an organization where the top people get in a room and duke it out with each other. That's also the same thing Goldman Sachs does.
So you're saying there's already a vigorous culture of questioning management decisions.
Right. So the last thing you need is yet another level of bureaucracy. I just don't understand it.
Now, I'm sure your 40 shares was the deciding factor in the vote yesterday. I think Dimon owes you, my friend.
Well, what can I say? I started with one share 40 years ago of National Bank of Detroit, and here I am. Well, maybe Jamie can buy my town and make me rich.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.